It's just unconscionable that people would take advantage of others by raising the prices 10 times. I have examples of for basic needs for medicine, food, and supplies. And so it would limit any increase to 10%, which is only fair. And I think these are really good bills, and the timing is couldn't be better. Well, we know it's happening, and it's happened. There's an article right here out of the Wall Street Journal that shows that actually Walmart.com raised their prices 10 times for hand sanitizer. And I don't know if any of you have looked for it. I've gone to 6 stores looking for it. It's been recommended to be used at every precinct when people vote, and the clerks couldn't get even the product at all. And you'll have price gouging. Here's one that went up to $220 for a 4-pack of Purell. It's just wrong. Basic needs need to be met. I know some of the big box stores such as Sam's and Costco have limits of 2 to 4 to 5 things so everybody gets a chance. I haven't seen any price gouging at most of the stores, but I have heard of some, and we know that it does happen, and we need to make sure it doesn't. We're looking at it right now. We're analyzing what's happening and what we need to do, and we'll be doing that again next week as things change, and they do change very rapidly. 80% of the people will not exhibit much or symptoms at all. We know that now. They become carriers. Luckily, young people are rarely impacted. But those of us that are older that have a secondary health condition, we know that we're at especially higher risk, especially those that are very elderly. And right now, the best they can tell is the mortality rate might be around 1 or 2%, which is substantial to have somebody be exposed. So we're going to be looking at all of that. And as the past Secretary of State, I'm very concerned about the coming elections. And so I'm asking for the clerks to try to get younger people involved, because they usually don't get difficult symptoms to deal with, sometimes none. So we're going to be looking at everything at this state. And for me, elections, as a chair of elections, that's very important. And like I said, we can't even get Purell, which is recommended by the CDC right now, to have in every single polling precinct.